congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Dr. Michael Kaufman, and we're going to be talking about what's going on as far as Washington, D.C. is concerned. You know, there are a lot of people who really are concerned about the threat of terrorism. Oh, terrorism is a threat. Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda, you know, want to destroy America. They want to undermine the very fabric of our society. They want to create a situation of terror and chaos here. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you go into the background of al-Qaeda, where it came from the Mujahideen, who were recruited by the CIA to fight in the Afghan War in the 1980s. And, of course, they were funded certainly directly and indirectly through Pakistan. The CIA gave money to Pakistan, and they gave it to the Mujahideen. But the real threat to America is not, you know, from a ragtag group of terrorists and Muslim fundamentalists, many of them trained in American schools with American textbooks. That is not the threat. The threat to America today is a very organized effort to destroy our economy. And one of the greatest boondoggles of all time is the idea that CO2, which is really a miracle gas, it causes things to grow and grow very well, and we've had very high levels of CO2, you know, in past eras, and certainly the trees and the forests and everything has grown so much better with CO2. The fact that this is creating global warming, and we're going to have to, of course, change everything in our society. We're going to have to stop, you know, emitting carbon dioxide, which every one of us gives off when we breathe, and every animal gives off when they breathe. And so we've got to stop that, and so we're going to have to come up with draconian measures and get people out of their cars and stop generating electricity, because we can't have nuclear energy after all. That would have a nuclear explosion. And, of course, we can't have nuclear energy. Well, we can have sun energy and we can have wind energy. But what happens when the sun isn't shining, and what happens when the wind isn't blowing? Then what do we do? Well, we're just going to have to cut back. They're going to drive the cost of electricity out of bounds. They know exactly what they're doing. This is an attack on the industrial base of our society by people who hate America, who believe in a world government. Michael Kaufman, you pick up this story.
You're right, absolutely correct. And it's coming on a variety of fronts, in which you've probably addressed with other interviewees over the last 15 years now. But the one that is really important and bearing down on us right now, and could be a very pivotal effort on their part, is the cap and trade legislation that was just introduced in the House of Representatives a couple of weeks ago.
Could you explain to our listeners what you mean by cap and trade?
Well, the theory is that if we want to reduce the amount of carbon emissions, the best way of doing this is to set a limit as to how much the United States as a whole can eliminate or can and emit every year. Therefore, some guy with a magic wand in the bureaucracy of the federal government goes through and decides that he can allocate so much to the steel industry, so much to the aluminum industry, and so much to the baking industry, and so forth. And then he somehow divides that up with the number of actual companies and industries actually working within those particular category. That then assigns them that you can only emit X number of tons or X number of thousands of pounds or whatever the size of the business might be per year. And if you emit any more than that, we're going to either shut you down or you have to buy permits, either one from the federal government or from another industry or another company that is much more efficient than you are, that you can then buy from them, because they're not using all of their allocated credits. So this is called cap and trade. The problem is, and Europe has been doing it now for almost 3 years, what they have found is that whoever wields that pen, either a politician or a bureaucrat or whoever the case might be, basically corrupts the system. And right now, for instance, just last couple of days, Germany has decided it has to support its steel industry, or it's going to lose that to, they're going to flee, the companies are going to flee to offshore sites like China and so forth, because it's just too costly to operate. They can't compete on the world market, even within their own nation. And as a consequence, Germany is now deciding that they're going to reimburse their steel industry for whatever it costs them in their credits, in buying their credits.
But, you know, the incredible thing about this is the biggest polluter in the world is China, and they want this imposed upon the American people, but they're not going to do anything about their emissions.
No,
India,
in fact,
is one of the biggest polluters. They're not going to do anything about their. This is an attack on the American industries. This is what people don't understand. The people in Washington, D.C. who are pushing this hate America and want to lower our living standards and impoverish our people. Does anybody understand that?
Well, there is a growing number that do. In fact, even a growing number of Democrats who happen to live in the Midwest, especially the upper Midwest, the old Rust Belt area, and in the East Coast, where we have to depend upon coal for our energy, which will be hit one of the hardest of all the industries that are going to be hit by this. These Democrats are beginning to realize that if they vote for this thing, they're not going to get reelected by their constituents in the next election. And they're starting to balk, and balk very strongly. The problem is that Waxman, the California Democrat who's in charge of the Energy Committee in the House of Representatives, who has shepherded this thing through and actually got it reported out of committee this last week, has basically diluted and changed, again, the whole thing is corruptible, changed the whole thing so that those particular areas will not be hit as hard as the rest of this country, and was so-called will equilibrate the impact on the Midwest as well as the East Coast, and its effects on this make it more equitable with the other parts of the country. But this is the problem with this kind of legislation. It is totally and absolutely subjective, and therefore it is up to the whim of the bureaucrat or the politician to decide who gets to be favored and who doesn't. And this has been one of the downfalls of this whole system over the last 3 years in the European Union. It basically, if you look at what the results have been in the European Union, their emissions, even though they're calling for a 5% reduction in the period of time of 3 years carbon dioxide emissions, they've actually gone up. Why? Because cap and trade has only increase the cost of living for everyone, because the cost is passed down, but it has nothing to do with carbon emissions.
We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Michael Kaufman.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses of iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming...
First place, they don't want to fight the battle on that issue. What they're fighting it for is the true cost of it, and it, as you implied, it is horrifyingly expensive. And I mean, I'll emphasize in bold letters and everything else the word horrifying. It is unbelievable. It's going to cost every American family ultimately $3,000 a year, and then goes up from there. The big reason why it doesn't go up immediately is the fact that Waxman has diluted the first few years of this to appease his Democratic colleagues in the Midwest and the East, so that they would get them to join on and support this bill. But ultimately, it would cost every American family $3,000 a year in just increased energy costs by itself, without anything else. It goes up from there because there are other hidden costs that we will never see because we're paying twice and three times for this energy. Because look at the automobile industry, for instance. They would get hit by an energy cost that will have to be passed on to the consumer. But they themselves get supplied from the tire manufacturers, who would also get hit by this and pass those costs on to GM and so forth. And all of this adds up to a huge amount. If you look around, let me just say this. Right now, with our present existing technology, and there is no hope, and I will talk about this in a moment, There is no hope to switch to renewables or any other form of power at this point that's going to replace fossil fuel as a source of energy. There is a one-to-one ratio between the economic health of this nation and the carbon emissions. So every time you reduce the carbon emissions by 1% or so, you have a tremendous ripple effect through the entire economy. Just look at your house, for instance, your television, your dishwasher, your carpet on your floors, even a hardwood floor, all requires energy to produce and bring to you and install and so forth so you can use it, let alone the operating costs of those particular items as you turn them on and off. So every single one of these segments of our economy, everything in your home depends upon cheap energy for you to be able to afford it. That's no longer going to be the case. Now, Waxman just has announced, don't worry about this because we have a rebate program to help the consumers defray the costs of this.
Well, where is the money coming from? We're having to borrow. We don't have the money.
We do not have the money. In fact, Obama has already said in private conversations, we're broke. We don't have the money, but yet we continue to print money, which is only, as you well know, can only lead to one thing, either bankruptcy, which isn't going to happen, or hyperinflation, so that we're down to 20 to 30% inflation in order to pay back that debt with cheap dollars. It's always been the case. Every country that's ever tried this approach has destroyed their monetary system in the process, and I don't think we're going to be any different. But, you know, the question that I have to ask myself and that many are asking, you know, the stimulus bill, TARP, and all the rest, those are horribly expensive, but they're one-time deals. This climate bill is going to be $350 billion a year into the federal government by itself, not let alone the other impacts on the economy. $350 billion over a 10-year period is $6.5 trillion. That's every single year or every single decade, depending on how you want to look at it. It goes on forever. It's 10 times or 100 times worse than the stimulus package could ever be. And yet most Americans are numb to it. They don't think it's going to have that much of an effect on them. And yet it is horribly, horribly punitive and has the chance to actually put us back into a third world category as far as our economy is concerned. Because once, you know, they talk about the fact that once the world warms up to a certain degree, it's a runaway effect and it's going to be too late, we can't do anything about it. Well, that's hogwash, but I will guarantee you this, it can happen to our economy. If we push this thing too far and we begin to unravel our economy, it could have far-reaching consequences that we can't even predict right now.
But I think it's so vitally important that people understand there is a master plan. I mean, it's laid out in the Global Biodiversity Assessment, Agenda 21, the Earth Charter. I mean, they want to lower our living standards. They want to impoverish our people. The enemy is here, and he's wearing a regular suit. He looks just like Al Gore. In fact, Al Gore is one of the leaders of this whole movement, but, of course, it's the entire hierarchy, these people of great wealth, want to lower the standards of the average individual in America, of course, and create a two-tiered society, the feudal lords, the feudal slaves. And people say that this could not be going on. If it were, why would they hear about this on television? Could people actually be conspiring intentionally, wanting to lower our living standards?
Absolutely. There is no question about it. The Global Biodiversity Assessment that you referred to a moment ago goes into detail as to how they believe that a feudal system that dominated Europe during the medieval times is the only system that basically can save the Earth from this kind of catastrophe. They talk about the fact that there must be a two-tiered system, that we have a system of the lords and the serfs, and, of course, the vast majority of us are going to be the serfs. That's the goal that they have established in order to save Mother Earth. And unless we begin to realize that, Dr. Stan, we are in a heap of trouble because we've got to stop this cap-and-trade legislation. We have some Democrats on our side, most of the Republicans, if not all the Republicans, we all, saving their two senators from Maine, where I live. I think most Republicans, if not all Republicans, will basically vote against it and growing number of Democrats would if they felt the encouragement from their constituencies that they would be doing the right thing by doing that. And we need to get this thing public. We need to have the ammunition done. One of the reasons that I created the DVD, Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding, is to give people the ammunition they need to say that global warming is not caused by mankind. You watch this DVD and there is no question whatsoever that man is not causing global warming. It's, from a pure physics standpoint, it's impossible. And we go into that. It's very easy to understand. It's targeted towards middle school and high school age students. And it's understandable by anyone. We get armed with the facts. We're developing a series of videos now that shows how this particular cap-and-trade legislation that's been presented right now is going to be so destructive, using the European Union as an example and the effect of, on the poor in this nation as well as the poor around the whole world, because this isn't limited just to the United States. It may be a law that affects only the United States, but it has a ripple effect throughout the world, and it's horrifying what this could do to the entire world. Now, this whole call rebate program by the federal government, that's been in all the climate cap-and-trade bills over the last several years, and it's very deceiving. You have to dig down a little bit to understand what it does, because basically, for every $8 that you spend in extra because of the cap-and-trade legislation, for all the costs associated with that, every $8 that you spend because of cap-and-trade, you get $1 back. You know, it is so ridiculous as to be laughable, except that the media won't print it. They will not tell you that fact that you're getting ripped off, and those little rebates that you're getting, while they help, are certainly nowhere near what is necessary to compensate you for all that you're spending. And, of course, what you're basically saying earlier in the program, Stan, is who pays for it? We pay for it. You, right out of your pocket, will be paying for this. And you'll get $1 back for every $8 that you spend.
Well, and probably even then, I don't know, but I know we actually put solar panels up because we got a rebate from the state. That was really wonderful. They gave it, kind of gave us almost half the cost of the whole system. The only trouble is that after they gave us the money, they charged us income tax on it. And, you know, so beware of a stranger offering you gifts. Especially beware of a bureaucrat offering you gifts, because you know, you just never know what they're going to come up with down the line to, you know, to really do you in, because you were stupid enough to do what they asked you to do. Well, certainly, you know, this is such an important issue. It is not being emphasized by the average individual. The average individual believes global warming is a reality. Yes, global warming is a reality, but it's not being produced by mankind. It's simply a normal economic cycle and not normal a physiological cycle, and my understanding is that actually we've been having a little global cooling in the last half a dozen years, haven't we, Michael?
Yes, we have. In fact, in 2007, the temperature dropped a half a degree centigrade. It was a huge drop, and it's gone up a little bit since then. But overall, if you look at the trend, we've gone down about two-tenths of a degree in the last 10 years. So what we're seeing here is not global warming, it's global cooling, in spite of the fact that carbon dioxide is continuing, the emissions and the total amount of carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere is continuing to increase. So we're seeing here that something that physically should not be happening if global warming is caused by human emissions of carbon dioxide. It just is totally counter to that. And yet those who promote the man-caused global warming say, well, yeah, but that's a natural phenomenon that's overwhelming the effects of carbon dioxide for a moment. But when it goes back up, it'll go back up with a vengeance. We know that's kind of the whole point, is that nature's effects are far greater than anything that man can ever do. In fact, if you go back over the last 70 years or so, 100 years, and you plot the amount of warming, what you find is that it went up very sharply in the 20s and the 30s, and then decooled between the 40s and the 70s, and then it went back up in the 70s and the 90s, and now it's going back down again. All the time, carbon dioxide levels were going up. There is not much of a relationship. The correlation between carbon dioxide and Earth's heating is only 44%. In other words, only 44% of the variation in Earth's climate can be accounted for by man-caused global warming. But when you look at what happens in the oceans, the what they call the Pacific Decadal Oscillation and the Atlantic Multidecadal Oscillation, what you find is that there is almost a 90% correlation between those oscillations, where it becomes warmer and cooler in the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans, versus temperature. 90% of that variation is explained by those temperature differences in the ocean. Then you have to ask the question, well, all right, if the ocean is cooling and warming, what's causing that cooling and warming? Well, it certainly isn't atmospheric warming. There is no way that the atmosphere could warm. If you just understand basic physics, the specific heat of the atmosphere is only 10% of that of the ocean. It takes too much energy for the atmosphere to warm up the ocean, so it cannot be atmospheric global warming. It has to be something else, and that something else, we believe, one is could be volcanic activity, but more likely is the sun. And if you look at the sun, what you find is, and this is all explained in this DVD, what you find is basically that the sun goes in cycles, and is not the total amount of energy emitted, because that in itself is not enough to warm the earth. It's the type of radiation that's emitted, because cosmic radiation coming from exploding supernovae out into outer space thousands of years ago, entering the Earth's atmosphere, causes clouds to be formed. Very simple explanation. Not very much difference, maybe 2 or 3%, but if there are 2 or 3% more clouds being formed because of cosmic radiation hitting the Earth's surface, then that blocks the solar energy from reaching the Earth's surface, and that's a huge effect, because 90% of the solar energy reaching the Earth's outer atmosphere can be reflected back into space. We'll continue this after the break.
All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Michael Kaufman right here, the American Freedom Network.
A female listener to KHNC is looking for two female roommates, preferably 45 years and up. She has available one bedroom with cable TV and all utilities included for $440, and a one bedroom no cable, all utilities included for $425. Shared extra large bathroom, fenced yard, and pets are negotiable. Call 970-667-0710. That's 970-667-0710. Large living room, family room, and great neighbors. RDS Environmental in Lafayette salutes all our area students and graduates for their accomplishments. With prom night and graduation right around the corner, sometimes common sense and safety get pushed aside. Parents, talk to your kids and remind them about the dangers of drinking and driving. That message, courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, I understand here, the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman, we're talking about the assault on America, those people who have a different worldview, who believe, of course, that we should share our wealth with the rest of the world, not their wealth, but our wealth, and they want to lower the living standards of the American people. It's all laid out in Agenda 21 report from the United Nations. We have that report. As prepared for Santa Cruz County back in the early 1990s, the Agenda 21 report. We have a summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. We offer free of charge the Earth Charter, but you get it on the Internet. But, Michael, before we go on, first of all, I want to tell you what a great job you did with your DVDs. We carry both of your DVDs on global warming. And then I want you to get out your address, your website, your telephone number, so people can get in touch with your organization.
Well, the primary website that you can find both of these DVDs and other things is discerningtoday.org. Discerningtoday.org. The most current DVD, the Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding, can be found at emergingscience.us. Emergingscience.us. Or you can give us a call at 877-271-7639. That's 877-271-7639. In the process, I would encourage you, if you want to look at this DVD, go to Dr. Stan's website and order it from him.
Appreciate that, Michael. Well, anyway, of course, it's so vitally important that people understand that we have been scammed. But if there's no better example of how the media is controlled in America is the fact that you'll never read the truth about what's really going on. You'll never hear about the Heartland Institute, where they
yes.
had thousands of scientists here recently gathered from all over the world in a large meeting. I believe it was in somewhere in the east there.
And New York City.
Uniform acceptance of the fact that global warming caused by mankind is a scam. These are the leading scientists. There are over 33,000 scientists have signed Art Robinson's petition stating this is all a scam. And yet this is never controlled, never covered on 60 Minutes, on 2020, by any of the major media, because our media in America is controlled by people intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Go ahead, Michael.
Absolutely. Well, let's pick up my conversation before the break, talking about the fact that cosmic radiation causes more clouds to form, and because of that, less solar radiation reaches the Earth's surface, and the Earth cools when that happens. However, when the sun becomes more active, like it was in the 20th century, except for a couple of times, then the solar winds from that solar activity actually push back that cosmic radiation, or dampen it, as you were, within the solar heliosphere, or the effects of the sun in our solar system. Therefore, less cosmic radiation gets to the solar to the Earth's surface. Fewer clouds are formed, and more solar radiation actually reaches the Earth's surface, and voila, the Earth warms. Very simple explanation. It's probably more complex than that because we do not understand it. You have to recognize that over $50 billion tax dollars have gone into funding carbon dioxide global warming research over the last 15 years. $50 billion has gone into funding this kind of research, and nothing has gone into funding what happens with the sun and its effects on our oceans. And basically, when the oceans have more sunlight, that sunlight actually penetrates it and does really start to warm up those oceans, resulting, we believe, in the multi-decadal oscillation in the Atlantic and the Pacific decadal oscillation in the Pacific. It's very straightforward. It's probably not the entire explanation, but there is it's a 90% correlation. You have to say there's something there where there's only a 44% correlation with carbon dioxide and the Earth's warming. It just doesn't make any sense that carbon dioxide is doing anything.
Well, I think it's important for our listeners to understand that when we talk about the oceans warming, people have to understand that the greatest place that carbon dioxide goes, that it's in the atmosphere, is into the ocean. And when the ocean cools, why? Carbon dioxide is absorbed by the water.
Right.
When the ocean warms, why? Carbon dioxide comes out of the water. And that is why when you look at the charts on global warming and carbon dioxide, you find that the carbon dioxide doesn't precede global warming. It follows global warming because the oceans are being heated and carbon dioxide is coming out of solution there, just exactly as if you take a bottle of Coke and you were to heat it up, why, of course, you would drive the carbon dioxide out. Of course, if you left it on the top on the bottle of Coke, the bottle would explode. Why? Because of the carbon dioxide coming out of solution. That's just what it does in the ocean. Isn't that right? Hasn't it?
Absolutely. That's a very good example. In the whole premise that Al Gore has and the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has postulated, that carbon dioxide emissions over the last 650,000 years precedes temperature changes, it's just absolutely false. It's exactly the opposite. And they know that now, and yet they persist in saying this. And ironically, in the last reports by the IPCC done in 2007, that were released in 2007, there's supposedly these 2,000 or 2,500 scientists that agree, something like 54 scientists were only involved in writing that document in the first place, and only of that, they only had reviews of about 80 scientists, and of all of those reviewers, only four of them actually agreed with the United Nations consensus document. That's what consensus means to the United Nations. If you get one or two people that agree with them, then that's a consensus, and that means that there is this tremendous agreement by scientists all over the world that we're having man-caused global warming. Well, it's just not true. Thousands, as you said, of PhDs have agreed that man is not causing global warming, or it's very unlikely that he's causing global warming. And yet you had four in the United Nations that basically agreed with that consensus document that 90% of the warming that we've seen is caused by human emissions. It is just a blatant and absolute lie, and it's intended, as you have been saying through this whole program, Stan, of providing the ammunition necessary to pass these kinds of cap-and-trade legislation at both the national and international level, because we're having a new agreement supposedly come out in Copenhagen in December of this year that's going to involve all the third world nations and so forth. This time around, Cato did not include the third world nations, but this one supposedly will. And as you indicated at the very first of the program, that China is trying to block this. And basically, if you watch the news media, basically, Nancy Pelosi is now over in China, and China has basically said that she and President Obama are nuts. They're not doing enough. They want us to have a 40% reduction in our carbon dioxide emissions by the year 2020, or they're not going to sign this, a new agreement.
But they're not going to decrease their carbon dioxide. Huh?
No, it's either a negotiating ploy, which is part of the reason, I think, but the main reason is that China has no intention of ever agreeing to anything like this, and they're throwing these obstacles out there. They want 1% of our gross domestic product to go to the third world nations to help them out. That's $150 billion a year. That means basically that we would be supporting all the activities in the third world nations at the same time of reducing our own economy by hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And it just isn't going to happen. Therefore, China can shift the blame from itself from blocking this to us.
And we're going to lower the living standards. We'll be right back.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to celebrate Shavuot 2009, Sunday, May the 31st at North Shore Park of Lake Loveland, Loveland, Colorado, at the Amphitheater from 10 until 5 p.m. Bring your own picnic, lunch, and drink. No glass containers are allowed in the facility. Bring a blanket, umbrella, and protection from the sun. Special guest speaker will be Dr. Frank Morgan, Obadiah Frank. Praise and worship music by the Beth Messiah Band, the Intercourt Dancers, Voice of Many Waters, and a special concert by Michael Golden. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Hog Sameach.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Dr. Michael Kaufman. And if you're out there listening audience, you have a question, our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255 if you have a question for Dr. Kaufman, because this is really such an important subject. America is under attack today. These people intend to lower our living standards, to destroy, you know, the residual industry we still have here. Why? By driving up the cost of power and electricity so they're not going to be able to afford to stay here. And then if you think that the government's going to compensate you, you know, for all these things, why, you're sadly mistaken. They want to lower our living standards. They want to get us out of our cars. They keep talking, we're going to have hybrid cars, you know, we're going to have cars you can just plug in, you know, plug the car into your electric outlet and it'll recharge overnight and you can go for 200 miles. Ladies and gentlemen, who's going to pay for the electricity? Have you ever noticed they never mention that? Going to drive up the cost of electricity? And you can plug in your car when you can afford to, but you're not going to be able to plug it in all the time because electricity is going to be driven out of sight. That's what it's all about. Nuclear electricity is incredibly cheap. It can be produced at a fraction of the cost of any other type of electricity. That's why they don't want it. They don't want a solution. They want the problem because they want to lower your living standards. You know, I don't think the average person can understand that. Do you, Michael? Because it really doesn't make any sense.
I agree with you, Stan. I have this sense, and I've had it for at least 10 or 15 years now, that the average American person literally cannot grasp the evil intentions of these people, because they want the best for everyone. Therefore, our leaders should want the best for everyone. But they don't, and we need to understand that. Many of our leaders in the House of Representatives, the U.S. Senate, in Washington, doesn't matter if it's democratically controlled or republicanly controlled, there are key leaders in those elements that do not want it. Even during President Reagan's administration, he had part of his cabinet that were driving him towards this new world order, this new world government that is very close to being implemented right now. Every single one of these people know what they're doing, and they know that they're doing evil because they're hurting the average American person, but they have this false idea for whatever reason. Some of it's greed, some of it's ideology, some of it's for, you know, whatever. But they have this idea that a world government is going to solve our problems. Well, it will not. It'll only make them worse, as the Bible clearly basically says. And what we need to do is to get as much information on this and fight it. Because right now we're at a turning point within this country. I see a major, major turning point. We are at a turning point where we will never have the United States of America that our founding fathers had envisioned originally when they created this nation. It is going to be gradually, because if you turn over control of our energy to a bunch of bureaucrats, you basically have turned control over your life and your standard of living to those very same bureaucrats. It's always been the case in history. It will never change. It may not change next year or the year after, but it will change, and change horribly in the loss of freedoms that we have, as well as the loss of our standard of living, a tremendous impact on our standard of living. For no reason, absolutely no reason. The only reason that there exists today is because they want to have control over your life, first transferred to the national level and ultimately to the international level. And this expectation of having renewable energy take over from the fossil fuel source of energy is a pipe dream. It cannot happen. It's going to cost us probably in the neighborhood of, 100 times more in subsidies. So they're already finding this in Denmark and Spain, where they have these kinds of subsidies. Hundreds of billions of dollars a year have to go into supporting wind energy and solar power energy. Very clearly, it has not changed from the fossil fuel. We don't have a whole lot of time, but I want to say very clearly that we're working on this, getting some DVDs or some video put together on this very issue. There is no way that these renewable sources of energy other than nuclear energy that you've already talked about, Stan, can ever take the place of fossil fuels. It just, the technology is not there. There are too many problems with both solar and wind, basically, because they're not consistent. And therefore, you still have to have the fossil fuel industry still backing it up when the wind's not blowing and the sun's not shining. So you're actually doubling or tripling your costs without any real net benefit to the environment or to the actual individual that's buying that electricity. It is such a scam that it would be horrifying if the media would just publish this, but they refuse because they're part of the problem.
Amen to that. Well, I think it's so vitally important that people understand that America is under attack today. They want to lower our living standards, but not their living standards. That's the difference.
Right.
The Al Gores are going to have their big cars, their SUVs, their big homes. They're going to have their consumption of electricity, but they're going to be able to afford it. Al Gore is involved with carbon credits, and he has a company going to trade carbon credits. So he's making all sorts of money off this scam. Isn't it amazing that the media never tells you that? Parting thought for you, Michael. We've got about a minute and a half for you to wrap up the program.
Well, just to back you up on Al Gore, it's been predicted that Al Gore will become a billionaire if this kind of legislation ever passed. Having said that, realize the heart of man is basically inherently evil unless we turn it over to Jesus Christ as our Savior. And it's important to realize that we're fighting two battles. We're fighting the battle that we're seeing happening around us, and we're fighting a spiritual battle, because the warfare is really rooted in a spiritual warfare. And we need to be praying, down on our knees praying, that God would be in control of what all this happens. And it may be that this is the end times, and the fact is that we're going to be suffering from this. Regardless, we need to be down on our knees praying for guidance and so forth. This is what we as individuals should be doing in order to slow this down, or to be part of God's plan rather than part of the problem.
I agree with you totally. It's a spiritual battle we're fighting, but most people don't even understand. These people on the other side are evil. They hate America. They hate us because we were a Christian nation, and they are intent upon destroying us. When you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Michael Kaufman, thanks very much for being with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment.
tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
If you have a yard or maybe a field, you may plan on digging in it. Perhaps you want to put in a swimming pool, add a super awesome barbecue pit, or bury a comically large chest of pirate booty.
Yarr.
But before you dig, you should know that there are buried pipelines in lots of places, maybe even under your own little patch of St. Augustine. If you dig and hit one of these pipelines, it could cause a leak, and that could cause serious problems.
Sorry.
So before you find buried pipelines with a shovel or a backhoe, find them with a phone. Call 811 before you dig to have any buried lines located and marked at no charge. Remember, before you dig for any reason, be it construction, a sprinkler system, or tunneling your way to sweet, sweet freedom, call 811 first. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Well, Dr. Stan here, let me start out by mentioning that we do carry two DVDs by Dr. Kaufman. One is a DVD on global warming. The other is on global warming, but it's called Scientific Advancements, Global Warming and Scientific Advancements. Anyway, both of these DVDs are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And they are excellent. And then, of course, we also have got together our talk on the financial Armageddon. It's about a two and a half hour talk. We've been holding off offering it because we wanted to get the PowerPoint presentation on it, and it's there, and it's really quite good, and it will get you into the background out of what's happening financially, but why it's happening, what the real objective is, who is Barack Obama, who put him in power? What is the power structure that rules the world today and that intentionally created this whole financial chaos? And why did they do it? Well, it's all there on our talk on Financial Armageddon. We suggest you get the syllabus with it. You can get simply the DVD or the syllabus, but you get the two of them together, and, of course, at a reduced rate. So the syllabus will give you a lot of the documentation. You'll actually see a copy of the letter that Franklin Delano Roosevelt wrote to Colonel House in 1933. You'll actually see, you know, as you and I know, why, of course, the financial elements of the large centers has owned the American government since the days of Andrew Jackson, and I'm not excluding WW, meaning Woodrow Wilson. And we are going to see now carried out a replay of the of Jackson's battle with the bank, only on a much larger basis. Now, this is FDR writing in 1933, and that's really what it was all about, why he divided the gold. It was simply to get back at the bankers, to break their control over the government, without ever realizing that he himself was under the control of one of their agents, and that was Colonel House. He was writing the letter to Colonel House. Colonel House was part of this whole occult underground. Well, anyway, that's the Financial Armageddon DVD. I do want to get that. I want to mention the Conspiracy Conference. I'm going to be giving the lead talk at the Conspiracy Conference on Saturday morning. If you're interested, that you go to conspiracycon.com. Conspiracycon.com on the Internet. If you can't get there and you need the telephone number, you can call our 800 number. They can give it to you, but they usually refer you to the conspiracycon.com website, and it should be an interesting 2 days. It should be June 6th, June 7th. That's just well, just a little over a week ago, a week from now. So, and then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get the DVD we have by Dr. Blaylock. It's called Vaccines and Brain Development. Remember, they're going to bring back another influenza virus. This next one will be far more deadly. You need to start laying in your large supplies of vitamin D3 at 5,000 units. Something called Alibiotic. We take it because it's got oil of oregano and garlic and elderberry juice and a couple of other things in the capsules that at least we're told tend to increase the immunity. This is what my wife and I take when it looks like we're going to be coming down with an influenza bug. You want to have these things on hand because, believe me, if we do have another epidemic, they're going to have a vaccine for you. But you will take that a danger to your life. We know they put all sorts of viruses and terrible things into the vaccines in the past. You need to get Neil Miller's little book, Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? You need to get Russell Blaylock's Vaccines and Brain Development. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
It's Pastor Samuel Santos. Come and hear Pastor Santos, the man who died twice. In a 22-year span, he has been in 3 airplane accidents. 19 years ago, he fell on the ice and lost his memory totally. Doctors told his wife because of his age, he would never be normal again. This testimony can make a great impact in your life. In the last 15 years, Brother Santos has been used by God in a mighty way in the communist country of Cuba, establishing Bible schools all over that country. In the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, he graduated 2,638 students. Pastor Santos will be speaking at the Berthoud Community Center, 248 Welch Avenue at 7:30 p.m. June 5th and 6th. The Johnstown Town Hall at 101 Charlotte Avenue, 7:30 p.m. June 12th and 13th. At the Milliken Town Hall, 1101 Broad Street, 7:30 p.m. June 19th and 20th. And in the town of Meade, 441 3rd Street, June 26th and 27th. For more information, call 303-883-5674. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says there will likely be consequences for North Korea resulting from its nuclear and missile test earlier this week.
It continues to act in a provocative and belligerent manner toward its neighbors. There are consequences to such actions.
Speaking at the State Department, Clinton reaffirmed America's commitments to its allies, South Korea and Japan. She added she hopes North Korea's leaders will return to 6-party talks on halting its nuclear activities. North Korea warned of a military response after South Korea joined an anti-proliferation exercise, which could allow it to search the North ships. A major health insurer is offering the government ideas it says could shave $540 billion off health care costs over the next decade. Among United Health Group's suggestions, send patients to doctors rated best on quality, efficiency, and cost. This is IRN USA Radio News.
How's your money?
What's it do you?
Is it safe?
Who wants to know?
Can you even keep what you've got?
Is a pretty nosy smart piece, ain't you?
Have you got enough money?
Yeah, right.
Thought-provoking questions, aren't they? But we need the answers, and we need them fast. You can find those answers by reading The New Economic Disorder by economist Larry Bates. Dr. Bates explains in no uncertain terms how government and financial insiders are controlling your money, working to make all of us equal. Equally poor. The New Economic Disorder is a startling expose of the coming financial wipeout. Its frank everyday language is easy to understand and will change the way you look at investments, even the way you look at money. This bestseller explains how to be on the receiving end of the upcoming inevitable transfer of wealth. Your copy of The New Economic Disorder is waiting for you now for only $9.95 by calling 1-800-336-7000. That's 1-800-336-7000. Better hurry, though. The midnight hour is fast approaching.
He ain't kidding.
The U.S. Army's top man is openly predicting a U.S. presence in Iraq and Afghanistan beyond 2012.
Army Chief of Staff General...